This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The state doesn't recognize a card that immigrants call the matrícula consular. It's a form of identification issued in their native country. Immigrant advocates are worried, though, about how Dallas County's refusal to accept the card will affect children who need a birth certificate to enroll in school. Earlier this year, the Texas Civil Rights Project and Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid sued the Department of State Health Services. The suit accused the agency of violating the civil rights of a group of U.S.-born children and their undocumented parents. That's because the parents wanted to get the birth certificates of their children, but were denied. Sergio Hayakawa is with the Mexican consulate in Dallas.
We are really concerned because there are a lot of Mexican nationals in Texas that doesn't have the proper IDs, like the passport with a stamp visa or voter registration card or a proper driver license from Mexico that is still valid.
Hayakawa says the consulate has told state government officials about its concerns. In a written statement, Chris Van Dusen, who's with the Department of State Health Services, said his agency doesn't consider the matricula a secure form of ID. That's because, he says, the documents shown to get the card aren't verified by the Mexican government. His agency has never accepted the matricula, and neither do other states or federal agencies.
That causes a problem, because if you cannot get a birth certificate, then you cannot, let's say, enroll your child in a Dallas ISD school, because that is one of the requirements that we have, is a birth certificate for children.
That's Miguel Solis. He's a Dallas school board member and president of the Latino Center for Leadership Development.
This is an issue I think that we as a district are going to have to take seriously immediately and to begin to strategize around as well, because we've not had to deal with this issue before.
Solis says he's reached out to Dallas County officials. On the county's website is a message that it hasn't accepted the matricula since June 1st. Dallas County Clay Jenkins acknowledges the problem and says the county's following the state's policy.
Do you have the state who has some interest in ensuring the veracity of the information on the ID? But you've also got the rights of our citizens, and in this case, these citizens by and large are defenseless small children, and we've got to make sure to protect the rights of them as well.
Jenkins is trying to work out a solution, but says it's too early to know what that will be. Stella Chavez, KERA News.